The Power FM Brekkie Show.
It's your footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mater 10. Scott Cummings, how you doing?
Oh, terrific, guys. How you going?
Yeah, we're doing very well. So good to see so many people turning up to the big freeze on last weekend.
Oh, how good was it? Yeah, and just the money raised. He's just a superstar, Neil, isn't he? What a great man. And well done to everyone who got behind it, whether you bought a beanie or you just donated. It was just brilliant.
Well, the figure was like well over a few million bucks, wasn't it?
Well, they made over 2.5. I think the federal government chipped in another 2. So, I mean, that's amazing. We don't give our politicians much credit. Or, no, actually, no, I'll rephrase that. We give them credit when they deserve it.
Yeah.
So we don't give them much at all. That's a great effort. Well done to everyone who got involved there. It was a great result.
So, it was, as I said,
the
like...
The game was crap, but anyway.
What are you talking about? The game wasn't crap. Melbourne won.
Exactly.
That says it all.
Well, look, I'm a Melbourne supporter, but I do live in Ballarat, so obviously it's a big one for me. Western Bulldogs taking on Melbourne this weekend. Whoever wins in my eyes is going to be a winner for me, but who do you think is going to come out on top?
A little bit each way here, that's all right. You can get behind the community and the people, or you can just be happy for yourself.
Pretty much.
Not bad. Look, it's amazing. It looks like Bevo's just had enough. Only 8 possible inclusions into their squad this week, which is massive. But he's starting to lose his sunny disposition, old Bevo. He's starting to get a little bit more cranky, which just means that he's not overly pleased with how those boys are tracking.
Yep.
I reckon they can get up and win. So I reckon, unfortunately, I'm going to go with the masses and make many people happy instead of just one. So I reckon the doggies will get up on this one. The bees were just okay last week against the Pies. They did enough to get it done.
Jules has been celebrating all week. She's actually wearing red and black today. You should see her.
Red and black?
Red and white.
Red and blue.
Oh, red and blue. Sorry, I'm all
know
over the
Melbourne
shop.
Demons colours?
Sorry, I was looking at your top and I was trying to pick the colours.
Okay, so your theatre of the mind is...
It's a cheap one. It's a cheap one, Jules. But when are you... you've got next couple of weeks off, have you? So peak snow season? Heading...
Yeah, I've got the four-wheel drive. I'm heading up there.
You've got the chains ready to go.
Yeah. I've already packed.
Easy, but you just let these opportunities pass.
Yeah, I've already packed the car. We're ready.
Now, Scott, Sam Mitchell and Joel Selwood, after last night's match, they could be finding themselves in a little bit of bother. What do you reckon is going to go on there?
Well, I've got to be completely honest with you. I was on a plane coming back from Sydney, and I only saw after... I think this happened in the first quarter. Is that right? I got home to throw it on at... late in the first quarter, so I haven't seen the incident yet. But anything that you talk about that revolves the match review panel, you can just start drawing numbers out of a hat.
Yeah.
They're hard to figure out.
Yeah,
they're hard to get. But I can't give you much on that. Apologies.
No, that's all right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, North Melbourne continuing the round tonight. They're taking on St Kilda. That's going on. Eddie, how do you reckon this is going to go?
Well, there's a few games here that you can sit back at the end of the weekend and just go, well, yeah, okay, don't surprise there. But look, St Kilda have lost their last 3. North, you don't know what you're going to get from the Kangas from week in, week out. I reckon St Kilda can bounce back and get a win. Obviously, it's at Eddie Hads, so it suits them both. But I just think the Saints, I'm just, my heart, my head's just saying the Saints. I've been listening to a couple of their players during the week. They really need to fire a shot tonight to keep their season more half alive. So I'm going to go to the Saints.
Going to the Saints. All right, we'll see what happens. As always, Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure having a chat. You have an absolute ripper of a weekend.
Oh, you too. It's been my pleasure. See you next week.
See you next week. For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mighty 10, visit mighty10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.